This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello.
You'll be riding a fat ride like on a train.
This is Russ and Sully.
Hell yes, it is. Wow. Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on the air. Great to have you along today. I'm Sully. That'd be Rusty Nails over there. On the last day of his 59th year.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
What is today? Oh, yeah, I got a plane tonight. Tuesday.
Okay.
Taco Tuesday. I'm flying to Monterey.
Yeah.
Celebrate my birthday.
Are you leaving tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You won't be at Taco Tuesday then?
No. Oh, yeah. No.
Well, damn. I'll
be at the airport.
Murphy, what are you doing tonight?
There we go. Tacos?
Hey, he's a safe second. I'll tell you right now. Well, I mean, Curtis is busy always doing music and stuff. Sure. And Janicus is the family.
Right.
You know, and, you know, Murphy's the next obvious on the pecking list.
Dodging potholes.
What's that? Dodging potholes. Yeah. That's exactly. Good to have you on today. Of course, we're going to talk to Steve Wiseman in just a second here. Very excited. I don't think we've ever had a real estate expert on this show. In the history of this show.
Let me think about this.
A real estate expert. Not one.
No.
I've gone back. We've been on the air for 22 years on radio and 11 for TV.
Mm.
And her name is Dori Stutz. She's a real estate expert. She services Southern California, but she's an expert across the country.
Great market to service.
But you know what? This is what I love that she's going to talk about. She's going to talk about the lack of affordable housing for VA and first-time buyers. VA. Veteran. Hello? As in veteran. Can we get something figured out on that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember your first house? Did your mom and dad have to help you with the down payment?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine getting married. A friend of mine's daughter's getting married.
There we go.
And they said, yeah, we're having help with the down payment. I go, so what's new? Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your first, second trust deed is with your parents usually.
Need 20%, need 10%,
right,
need 20%.
Exactly. And the good news is they're, I think it's because they're not letting their kids do a 10% mortgage. Because doing a 10% mortgage would get you in trouble in the first place, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, you want to have enough.
Pay it off.
Right. Exactly right.
Throw some down. Pay off the difference.
I talked to the student loan people today so my daughters both had scholarships, but there was a piece of it that they were allowed to take. It was called FAFSA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I ethically had a problem with the fact that I could afford to pay. So I said, well, listen, why don't we establish some credit for you, get a student loan? And it was literally, it was honestly a $6,000 thing. I wasn't going to take advantage of the system just because you could.
Right.
Although some of my friends, you're an idiot.
But
you know, you pay taxes, you should take advantage of the FAFSA.
I think that
was you.
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
I am.
You should take advantage of this thing. Oh, wait.
I was on the phone with him today, but do you realize that she's paying a 1.6% interest rate for 10 years? I said, God bless you. Do not pay that off early.
No.
That's free money.
Yeah.
If you think about it, that's good.
That's a student loan amount?
That's a student loan amount. Well, I don't know how much. It's like, it's.
Well, they're retooling some of them now, too, because they were at like 38%.
The student loans there?
It's like a home loan back with Jimmy Carter. I'm never going to buy a home. That's what I thought. Huh? Anyway.
Is that your Jimmy Carter impersonation?
Yeah, well, he's old now.
Hold on.
All right. So am I.
You can put me back on camera now. I got my pants back on.
Wow.
Thank you. Look at the book you're holding, Identity Theft Alert, Steve J.J. Wiseman. This is the scam man. You know, we broadcast in almost every city in the U.S., 150 radio stations, 175 countries, and all the ships at sea. And I will tell you, when I get off a plane in another city, I'm asked about two people. I'm asked about Rusty Nails.
And the lady sitting next to you.
Asked about Steve J.J. Wiseman. And he joins us here. Steve is a law. He's an attorney. He's a law professor. He's the author of about 755 books. The first book we met him on anyway, I don't even know his first book, was The Truth About Avoiding Scams.
Yeah.
Is that even in print still, Steve, by the way?
Yeah, it's gone into some reprints. It's always relevant. So, yep, that's still out there.
Yeah, and then, of course, Identity Theft Alert, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so just to kind of put a political bent on your segment today with us, and Steve's been with us for, gosh, 12 years or something like that. Jeff Sessions is testifying in front of Congress today.
Yeah, that's funny.
And it's interesting because there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek going on with respect to some of the senators that are asking him questions like, hey, are you, I mentioned this before to our TV audience, hey, are you a spy novel fan? Or do you watch The Bourne Identity? Or have you, or do you like James Bond? And isn't this the biggest, most interesting caper known to man? And it really, and the way they're spelling it, it really is. What's not a caper, though, Steve, is when I'm looking at Scamicide today, and Scamicide's a website that Steve put together so you can avoid a scam every single day. Russians now are accused of hacking slot machines. Now that is a believable caper.
Why?
You know, this is amazing, because what we're talking about again is the Internet of Things. If it is computerized, if it is attached to the Internet, if either of those things are true, they can be hacked. And some of these Russian hackers are absolutely brilliant. So unsealed in Manhattan this week were indictments of some Russian criminals. But, you know, most of it was the usual type of crime. But the one that caught my eye and yours was that they developed a device that could predict when the slot machine was going to hit. And they use this. They use this. This was an Eastern gang. They used it in Atlantic City. So we're going to get a lot more of this as it comes out. But again, it is that whole thing we talked about last week, as far as cars being able to be hacked and medical devices being able to be hacked. I mean, it's scary.
Let's visit that. So the medical devices hacked again. Okay, so I was with a. I've been asked by a big hospital to be their spokesperson.
Yeah, because you're there so often.
Because I've been there a lot this year. And I was speaking to a heart surgeon last night at dinner. And he said, and he talks about the stints these days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he says there was a mass email that went around from the management. I'm not going to name the hospital. That said, well, you'll know in about a month.
Yeah, when you're their spokesperson.
Idiot. So anyway, the long story short is, I guess this is going across the country, they're putting devices inside so you can blow up your heart. Steve, have you heard of this stuff?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, these are good. One of the things that they can do is they can get information directly from your body right to the doctor. You don't even have to go for an examination. That's terrific. They can also make changes in the medical device without having to do a surgery. So that's the good side. The bad side is didn't build in security. And so you can imagine the extortion and what can go on if you have somebody hacking into these devices and then saying, you're either going to pay us money or we're going to kill you in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And this is not just.
Wait a second. Wait. Wait a minute. This is movie stuff, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
But it's real.
Yeah.
It is absolutely real. I'll tell you, you guys would appreciate this most of all. Last year, there was a company that had one of these devices. Someone had done some research on this, and before they made public the research about the problems, they shorted the stock.
Okay. And so I've heard about this.
They put out the information.
Good idea.
The stock went down. They profited from it, and they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything illegal. This is something that's not insider trading, and you may see this kind of thing happen more in the future.
Hey, Steve, hang on just 1 second. Rusty?
Yeah.
He mentioned the word shorting stock.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us
what? Well, here's what you're going to do.
Can you tell us what shorting stock is?
I'm going to call some guy who's got the stock. Can I borrow some stock again? Go, yeah. Give it back in 3 days or I'm going to cut your head off. And then you go away for 3 days. If it goes down,
you buy it back at a lower price.
You buy it back
God,
at
that's close.
This price, and you give it back to
in
the guy.
In 22 years on the air, this is the closest you've ever come to explaining what shorting
is. Quizzes.
It's shorting stock, though. Do you understand? Curtis, do you understand what shorting stock means now?
Oh, completely, yeah.
Murphy, do you get this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See? And how weird that you would be hacked and then start hacking. You know, hacking. I've been hacked. What are you saying?
That's exactly right. Steve J.J. Wiseman is the scam man, of course. Steve is a college professor. He's a lawyer at Bentley University, and he's one of the country's country's leading expert on scams, and he's been joining us here for many, many years. Smart Money Magazine called him the man. When he met us, we gave him a great idea to put up a drape behind him that made it look like an office.
Yeah, the backdrop.
As you can see here, he's on the 35th penthouse floor. He and his wife are very wealthy. And they're above Boston Harbor there. But what you see there is, in reality, just a curtain.
Like he's working a lot.
Like he's working a lot.
Files all
You'll notice nothing ever moves.
No.
And it's almost like the moon landing. No, actually, what we gave him we helped him with the idea called Scamicide. Scamicide is a daily manifesto of scams. And do you update this every day, Steve? And how long does it take
absolutely
you to do this? Because it's amazing.
It's constant work, and we've probably done about 2,500 different scams of the day. And actually, the website looks like crap right now, but we are finally undergoing some.
Sorry. He's looking at our website. I beg your pardon. It's a total different. It's a whole different.
And accurate. Thank you.
Steve, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. We'll chat with you next week for sure.
Dang.
All right. We're going to go through the news coming up, and then we're going to have a real estate expert. Her name is Dori Stutz. You know, the real estate market is the only thing that didn't get bailed out, other than the troubled asset relief program. I'll tell you about that in a minute. We'll look at some stocks.
California just made 14 more miles of coastal.
Yes, they did. And that's going to affect the Challenge Athletes Foundation ride. We'll tell you about that as well.
Mystery.
Big Biz Show nationwide, coast to coast, and on a couch near you.
Oh, boy. I hope that was the Malgahide.